So reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 23, beginning with text 137, and to review what we covered so far, is that this is a very historical moment in the history of Sankirtan, Nam Sankirtan, in the age of Kali, with the Patita Pavana Avatar, Prema Avatar, Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. He's about to start the first public kirtan. Up until this point, for 1 year consecutively, and also sometimes visiting the homes of his Priya Bhaktas and his Parishads, Nitya Parishads, he's been conducting clandestine kirtans, private kirtans, principally in the house of Shivas Thakur. Invitation only. No permission, no admission. So now, somehow, Yoga Maya has arranged the Kazi to go ballistic, to use a modern term. Someone was telling me that somebody was beating up someone in the temple. And the person was describing it by saying, this person was hitting this other devotee. This person went ballistic. This is some modern term, slang term in India. Indian. Ballistic means lots of fist fighting or something. Passion and anger and envy and all these good qualities. So now the Kazi has gone ballistic or berserk because there was some chanting. They started a little public chanting for one afternoon, and then he went and broke the mridanga, kol banga dhanda. And then he threatened, as you know, anyone who chants the holy name in my district, because this whole Navadvip, West Bengal, was controlled by the Mughals 500 years ago. So he threatened anyone who was caught chanting. First he started beating anyone he could find with lattis. His men, his henchmen were sent out there beating everyone. So everyone became very fearful and stopped chanting. And he said, I will convert all of you to Mughals if any of you get caught chanting in public this, or chanting this holy name of the Vishnu, the Hindu god, under the Muslim regime. So naturally everybody became quiet, fear for their lives and loss of caste. As they say, dishonor is worse than death. So it's better to kill someone than to destroy their caste by sprinkling water on them. If you're a high-class Brahmin, as I was saying, today Brahmana, tomorrow Yavana. They sprinkle water on you, you're a Brahmana, but when a Yavana, which means a Mughal or Muslim, then you become a Yavana. Abhi Brahmana Badme Yavana. So this is this interesting play on words. So now they confided in Lord Chaitanya. They were grief-stricken and such anguish over the situation. And then he organized the first civil disobedience movement in India. Protest against the government. Soft revolution. Revolution without bombs and weapons and RDX. Soft revolution. So he unified all the people by his instructions, and he said, don't fear, I will go, I will lead the charges. He said, everyone come, everyone bring a torch. We will burn down the Kazi's house together. And we will see what this Kazi means like a local Muslim magistrate, DM or whatever you would call it nowadays. And we'll see what he does, how he stops our kirtan party. Don't be afraid, everyone follow me. So then everyone got torches, and the entire Navadvip, every single Hindu got a torch. Everyone in every family. The mother got a torch, the brother, the husband, the wife, the grandmother, the babies, the children, everybody had a torch. And then they were carrying big pots of oil just to make sure they did the job correctly. Big torches and then big pots of oil to dip it in and throw some more oil. Salt on a wound. Really burned down the house. And then it said that people that had money, the wealthy families, they had 5 or 10 members in their family, they had 10 torches. But if they had money, if they had a little more money, they went to the market and bought 50 more. So if a guy was rich, he had his brother, his sister, joint family. So 10, 20 people had torches, and he went and bought 50 more. So they had 3 or 4 torches in each hand. And they're going down the street, Maro, kill him, burn his house. Now, that's where we left off yesterday. The entire, it says here, Haila Duti Maya Navadvipa Pura Sri Bala Bridhara Ranga Badila Prachura. This is a review of yesterday. The entire Navadvip city became filled with torches. The happiness of the women, children, and elderly persons increased unlimitedly. They're Ranga Badila Prachura. Ranga Badila Prachura. The children, the women, everyone was becoming so happy to go burn down somebody's house. It sounds rather diabolical. They're rejoicing and Ranga. It says Ranga. Ranga means play, dance. They're dancing, jumping for joy. All right. These are pious, religious, God-fearing Hindus. They've unified together with torches in their hand. And God is leading them? Gauranga is God. Yugal Avatar, Radha Govinda Yugal, in one beautiful, merciful form. This is called Achintya. Achintya Tattva, inconceivable. So now this is the scene. We're freezing this scene in our mind. And then now we expect, well, they've all gathered together, now they're going to start a kirtan, and they're going in procession. It's a procession, it's a mass march. Hundreds of thousands and even millions of people in Navadvip carrying torches, all parading to the Qazi's house to burn it down in protest and challenge him. Listen, it's you against 3 million. Vox populi. The voice of the people, power to the people. Might is right. So he had a handful of soldiers surrounding his little palace or whatever he had. And then when he saw 3 million people land at his doorstep, he said, "Ooh, wait a minute, we're in trouble." So you expect that the next scene shift is that they get together, they have a kirtan, they go in procession, they arrive at the Qazi's house, and then there's a showdown. There's dialogue, there's arguments, there's hot words, and then the question is, does he burn the house down or not, or do they kill the Qazi, or does he surrender, or does he wave the white flag? What happens? Now, if you're watching an American movie, in 1 second you'll be, 2 seconds in the procession, then you'll be there, and then the Qazi will come out the door, what's this, and this and that. But I was looking, I wanted to see when they'll get to the Qazi's house, so I turned one page, because I haven't read before the story, preparation, before I read the book, I was going 2, 3, and 25 pages later, 25 pages, which is, 6 times 25, 150 verses later, 150 shlokas, and each one has so much in it. I mean, there's not many tikkas, but there's a lot there. From this point, the next action scene, the kirtan is action, but the suspense that we're waiting for, we're all held in suspension, a suspension of suspense. Because suspense means a momentary suspension, isn't it? You're suspended, means you're hanging in the air. Well, what's going to happen? I don't know. Will he win? Will he lose? Will he draw? Will he die? Will he succeed? That's the suspense. And then the music goes, you go, you're watching a movie, and if you have a movie without music, it's like, forget it. You can't cry, you can't laugh, you can't do anything. Because the music controls the strings of your heart. The strings of the instruments are now synthesizers. But they move the strings of your heart, and then that creates emotions, mundane, material, lokik bhav, or lokik rasa, bhava vikara, material. We cry, we laugh, we get frightened, we get astonished, we get amazed. It's horrible, it's ghastly, all these different feelings. And one experiences in a movie or a drama, if you go to take part in drama. So it's all there in Rasa Shastra and Leela Shastra, in its purified transcendental form. But the point is, this is an Indian movie. And Indian movies move really slow. Really slow. I guess they want people to eat a lot of popcorn and eat a lot of pakoras, and because they make all their money in the theater and the food, as everyone knows, even in America. In America, a movie's 63 minutes. Here it's 180. 1 hour dancing, 1 hour fighting, 1 hour this, that. So this is, I guess, the Indian movie started with Indian Shastras, because Everyone's expecting, well, what's going to happen? We're together for 4 or 5 days. We should reach a conclusion here. Well, one and one is, well, what's the conclusion? Well, tune in next month. Or whenever it's like, you'll be in suspense for the next 6 days because they won't get to the Kazi's house. But I was saying, my impassioned nature, I said, well, let's just breeze through it and get to the action. Like, you know, the machine guns and the bombs and the action shots. We don't want this, you know, they're walking down the street, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It's just a procession of a million people doing the usual Hare Krishna thing. But, you know, burning down a house and torches and the women and, yeah, we want to see this. If you're watching a movie, I want to see these women with torches and these children with torches. But all you're going to see is Nityananda's lotus face and him looking at Gaur and who's dancing in the kirtan and what are the bhavas they're feeling. All right, already. Okay, action, action. But because it's Indian movie, everyone likes it to go slow. And this scene slowly changes to that scene. I watch some Indian movies, and I already know I'm watching it for like 5 seconds. I say, okay, this is going to end up there. And to get to where I already know it's going to go, I have to wait 10 minutes. We just got caught in the middle of an Indian movie. So what does it mean? In turn, this is not a movie. This is reality. This is a moving reality, not a movie, which is actually a static presentation of illusion. But this is an ecstatic presentation of divine reality, of transcendence, prakat, aprakrita lila, transcendental, alokic lila. So therefore, there's no hurry. One shloka, one verse is sufficient to transport us out of this world. One shloka is like a one-way ticket to Vaikuntha, to the spiritual world. That's how powerful they are. How many three-hour movies have you seen? And how far have you moved out of the material world by seeing those movies? Not too far. Maybe it was a great movie, but didn't promote the cause of liberation. So therefore, all that you'll see that it's really drawn out, and what's being drawn out here, which we will see depicted in these verses, is ras, the exchanges of love between the Lord and his devotees, the gestures, the postures, the expressions, the words. This is, we're getting a bird's eye view or a microscopic view into the cellular reality beyond our perception. The cellular reality that exists in the spiritual dimension. Because you can't see spirit with material eyes. You can't see God with material eyes. Premanjana Bhakti, was it Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilotanina Santak Sadeva Vidyeshu Vilochanina. It says Vidyeshu Vilochan, that the heart eyes, Vidyeshu Vilochan, with the eyes of the heart, coated with love of God, premam, pyar, Bhagavan pyar, Bhagavan prem. With those eyes, one can see transcendence. And how you get those spiritual eyes? By sharanagati, surrender to the Guru. Om angana tamarandasya gananjana shalakaya chakshur unmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namo. So let's dive in. Sakala pashandi meli gane mone mone gosai karina kaji I say e kone. The atheist all desired, if the Lord is willing, let the Kazi come now. So the atheists are thinking, all these people and Mahaprabhu, there's nothing. Let the Kazi come, he'll annihilate all of them. He'll just get a spray gun or something, a fire truck. He'll spray water on 100,000 Hindus and convert them to moguls, yavanas, in 1 second. Spray them with water. So this is the anti-party, the atheist, who are rooting for the Kazi. Right? There's the heroes and the anti-hero or whatever. Then they say, Kota Jai Ranga Dhanga, Kota Jai Dhaka, Kota Jai Nat Git, Kota Jaya Janka. And the atheist said, ha! Then when the Kazi comes, let's see what happens to all this Ranga. all this dancing, all this, as it's translated, pomp, pomp and fun. Pomp means some elaborate arrangements. This ranga, all this wonderful, this rangadhanga. What will happen to all the dancing? And what will happen to all their dancing and singing? What will happen to all their big show then? It's similar to the modern cities of America or the world where the devotees go out and chant Hare Krishna and they're in great elation, happiness, dancing, glorifying the names of the Lord. And some atheists go, "Oh, look at these guys. Wait till the cops come and throw them in the paddy wagon." I mean, throw them in, you know, they arrest them. And they're waiting, and sometimes they come and arrest us and take us to jail. Because some cities or countries, it's illegal. And that's what they say. Hey, you know, because we even know it's illegal, but we say, let us go out and chant. So we go out and chant, and then the police come. Sometimes they threaten us, don't stop this or we'll arrest you. The same thing was happening. This is the very first Sankirtan party. So much opposition. These were Hindus that were living in Navadvip, West Bengal. But they were, you can say, Pashupasana. Panchupasana, they were upasikas. They were devata upasikas. They were worshipping different devatas, like Surya and Shiva, Durga, Ganesh, like this. Mostly they were for material benefits. They were shaktas. They were interested in material things. So they, what are these Vaishnavas? They're chanting Shuddha Naam, the pure name of Bhagavan. And they're dancing. What is this? The only time anybody dances during the Chandi festival, the Chandotsav, the Chandi Utsav. Every year during Durga's birthday or whatever, then everyone dances and plays drums. But what are these? This is not the time. Why are they dancing? So they want to see them. So this is the anti-parties has the floor now. The camera's on the faces of the anti-party. Kota Jai Kala Ponta Gata Amrasar E Sakala Vachanera Shodi Tabe Dar. What will happen to all... That's why I said it. It says Runga. Runga said, and then it says Dunga. It was a big pomp. What will happen to all the banana trees they're carrying and the water pots and the mango leaves? It was an utsa. So they had all auspicious articles, not only torches. Not only torches and pots full of oil, but it was the first Sankirtan party. You ever see a wedding party? There's so many elaborate decorations, and there's flower garlands, and there's music, and elephants, and depends on your pocketbook how much arrangements there are and decorations. So the people, this was the long-awaited day. When will that day come? When Mahaprabhu brings the kirtan to the people. And brings the kirtan to the streets of Navadvip. Everyone was so eager. They were waiting and waiting for this day to come and hoping. They didn't know it would ever come. It wasn't predicted or expected. It was unexpected. But somehow the Qazi's demoniac aggression against the chanters was this spark which brought Lord Chaitanya out. That's the compassion of the Lord. And everybody identified with his boldness and everyone identified with his courage. And everyone identified with his movement. Just like any empowered leader. Take Gandhi, for example. He was a bold person. Very bold. Skinny little guy facing the British Empire. The Royal Empire, the Queen! What's this skinny Indian? Who is this guy, Gandhi? But he rallied a mass movement called civil disobedience or something like that. Freedom fighters or whatever they are. And people identified with his cause and they got strength from him and they became fearless. The same thing happened. They were all afraid of the Qazi, but then Lord Chaitanya rallied their courage because they understood actually he's God. Many did, many didn't. But certainly we can take courage from God. We can take strength from God and become Abhai when we're linked with God. Because he's the source of these things. He is all these things. But these, they say, what all their banana trees? Then they will receive a suitable reward for all their threats. Jatad deka mahatap duti sakal jatad deka heri sava bhavaka mandal. The Qazi will see all these big torches they're carrying. And he will see all these sentimental devotees. Very interesting. I mean, the language is so deep. I mean, English is such a flat... off-key language. You can't say musical. Some languages are actually musical, sweet, sonorous. But this English is... So what is... The translation is sentimental devotees. What is it, Bengali? Bhavaka mandala. Mandala, you know, ras mandala. Bhav. Bhavaka mandala. That's nice. And how does it translate? Sentimental devotees. Which actually has a negative connotation, anyone who knows English. So we know sentimental, it actually is like little like, oh, he's sentimental, he's a sentimentalist. He's like, oh, he's stupid. But the bhava, the actual, I mean, I don't know Bengali, but I that's why I like this book. Bhavaka mandala means a group, a mandala, circle means it's a united. When you use the word mandala, what does mandala mean? A circle. Is every point in a circle connected? A circle is a series of points. A circle is a line, but what is a line? A group of points. Is this a philosophy class or math? That's a question in physics. Is a line a series of points or is a point a line? You got the point? Or you're thoroughly confused? But everyone agrees that a mandala is a circle, which means that every point in that circle is connected. And the circle itself contains something. So what's inside the circle is connected because it can't get out, and every point of the circle is connected, yes? So that's the kind of, that's describing the group of devotees is with Lord Chaitanya. That's why it's a beautiful description of a group of devotees. In the center of that circle who couldn't get out was Lord Chaitanya. They're all gathered around him in the center of the mandala. Madhya mandala. Middle of the mandala. Huh? Madhya mandala, in the middle of the mandala is Gauranga. And every little point or part of that line in the mandala is one of those millions of devotees unified with him. And what was their, that was their position, of their physical position. But what was their metaphysical position or their orientation of their hearts and minds? Bhavaka. And you know this is a Hindi word, bhav, priti, pyar, bhav, prem. They had, bhav means deep love for the center, deep connection to the center, deep feelings of sentiments, yes, sentiments, but pure love. It says sentimental devotees. Oh, Bhagavan. Do you know Bhagavad Gita? No. Do you know any philosophy? No. Do you know any shlokas? No. Do you know any tattva, siddhanta, anything? Do you understand ontology or anything? Oh, you're some sentimentalist. You don't know philosophy, you don't know siddhanta, you don't know psychology. What have you realized? Bhavaka mandala. Bhavaka. I mean, I would love to be in that mandala, and I'd love to have bhav. You see some power in this one phrase? How much meaning is there? I mean, there's no tika here, because it's, you know, they were just translators. They were doing their job of the people here was, my godbrothers, they translated this book. That's their intention. They weren't writing tikas or giving classes. So now that's why it's going to take about, you know, 6 years to get to the Qazi's house. Because we have to understand that the elements of some drama, you have to understand each of the different aspects. The Udipan and the Alambana and the Vibhav and how it all works together to create the Ras and the experience and the involvement and the absorption and the response in drama, in movies, in literature. Sahitya. Sahitya means literature. This is Sahitya. Bengali Sahitya, Shastra. Spiritual Sahitya, literature. Which has all the elements of proper Sahitya. So it's slow going. It's not an action-packed movie. Boom! Oh, it's too slow. Boom! Pa pa jump! Pa pa jump! Pa pa jump! Pa pa pa! Boom! Pa cha! Boom! Pa jump! Pa pa! This is the modern movie. It's got to like shock you, pock you, talk you, knock you, rock you. Oh, it was rock! It was rocking, man. It rock on. Ganda gola shunya aise kaji jabe sabara gangaya jumpa deki bhanatabe. These are the atheists criticizing this fomenting revolution, the civil disobedience movement of Harinam Sankirtan combined with an arson program arson program of burning down the Qazi's house. It's a kind of a combined, it's two events in one venue. We're going to have Harinam Sankirtan, and we're going to burn somebody's house down. Yeah, that's nice. Hey, everyone gather your mardangas and your kartals and bring a big torch. We're going to go down the street and burn down the Prime Minister's house, okay? Oh, that's fun, Daddy. Let's go. I'm on a torch, too. Yeah, take a torch. Grandma gets a torch. Everybody gets a torch. Hare Krishna, we're going to burn down your house. Hare Krishna, we're going to burn your house to the ground. Hare Krishna, have a good time. Hare Rama. I mean, this is a little bit, imagine, but this is kind of what's happening, isn't it? On one level, it seems almost, it's dead serious. I mean, it's not a joke. It's not a laughing matter. They're about to burn down the house of the Prime Minister. This is heavy terrorism. This is a mass revolution means overthrow of the government. So they're going to overthrow the Qazi. Qazi, the government made a rule. No chanting in my district, which is a big district. Navadvip Mandal is a big area. Big coverage area. And anyone who does, I will turn them into a Muslim, and he started beating everybody with lattis and arresting them and breaking arms and really going crazy. So now Lord Chaitanya says, okay, well, now let's see what you got. So this is a very tense. It's a very tense time. It's a fomenting of a revolution, a brewing hurricane. Then he says, they go on to the next one. The Qazi will hear all this great commotion caused by this band of Hindus chanting. Then, we will see all these devotees jump in the Ganga. This is the atheists are saying, all these guys are so courageous now because the Qazi's not here. But when the Qazi comes, oh, the Qazi! Everyone's going to jump in the Ganga as if they're afraid and they're taking shelter of Ganga Maharani Ki. Jai. Someone else said, Kehabali Munitabe Nikate Takia Nagariya Sabadena Kalaya Bundia. Then I will stay around and I will tie up all these Hindus, I will tie all these fellows up around the neck and I will turn them into the government. These were the other non-cooperative Hindus in the village. Another one said, Kehabali, Chala je kajira kahite. Kehabali, yukti nahi emana karite. Another one said, hey, let's go tell the Qazi what's happening. Someone else said, that is not very reasonable. Interesting. And someone else said, Kehabali, bhai sabha eka yukti ache. Sabe raradhiya jai bhavekera kache. Listen, brothers, hey bhai, I have an idea. Let us quickly approach all these sentimental devotees, these bhavakeras. I say kariya kaji bachana tulai. Tabe eka jana o na rahibatara tani. We will tell him, hey, watch out, the Qazi's coming. Then not a single person will remain here. They'll all turn around and run home. They're going to scare them. E mata pashandi apanakaya mane chaitanjera gana mata shi hari kirtane. In this way the atheist, they conspired among themselves while Lord Chaitanya's associates, Chaitanya Gan, they became maddened by the chanting of the glories of Lord Hari.
Hari Hari.
Hari Hari.
Hari.
Mada means intoxicated. Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moha, Mada. Mada, intoxicated, mad, crazy. Shri Hari, Shri Hari, Shri Hari, Shri Hari. Shri is Radha, Hari is Krishna, who steals the heart of Radha. Hari means thief, chor, chore, makan chor, gopi chor, patni chor. Krishna stole all the wives, gwal kapatni chor. Is that right? The wives of the Gwals, the wives of the coward men. Gwal kapatni chor. Yes? Gopi chor Everyone says, Makanchor, Makanchor. Okay, we hear everyone glorifying Makanchor. But how many people go around, Patnichor, Patnichor? I never heard. No one ever glorifies, but the fact is, he did it. Not only one Patnichor, but many, many more. Thousands and thousands. So we also pray to Hari to come and steal our hearts and put them at the feet of Sri Radha, Srimati Radha, Sri Hari, Sri Hari, Sri Hari. It says it's not Sri, that opulent, wealthy, majestic, powerful. But Sri means these things. Sri means beautiful. Sri means opulent, majestic, powerful. Sri. Oh, this is an appellation or a name for Hari, who is so powerful and beautiful and influential. Oh, you can say that if you're on that level of perception. But anyone who knows, Krishna is never alone. Krishna is always Shakti, Shaktiman, Abheda. Shakti, Shaktiman, Abhed. There is no Abhed. There is no it's Abhed. There's no difference. There's always together. Shakti, Shaktiman. Purusha Prakriti. Shiva, Shiv Shakti. Shiv Shakti. Radha Krishna. Shri Hari. Lakshmi Narayan. Sitara. 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 I say it like that, right? Sitara. Therefore, when we say Shri, Shri has to be the Shakti. If you just say Shri is opulence, like we say, Shri Guru. So that means Radharani is with Guru? We hope so. At least we hope the Guru is with Radharani. But Sri Guru generally means that beautiful Guru, that exalted Guru, that it's like a respectful term, Sri. But here, Sri Hari. So they're all chanting Sri Hari, Sri Hari. And this is the favorite name. This is one of Radharani's favorite names of Krishna's, Hari. Oh, Hari. Hari means thief. Hari means lion. Hari in Sanskrit means lion. Singha. You say sing or singha, singha. Hari, and also means to steal, to take away, to remove. Oh, Sri Hari, oh Hari, Hari. Oh, lion-like Nagar. Oh, lion-like Nagar. Oh, lion-like gallant. Oh, lion-like lover, Shyam Sundar. Oh, Priyatam, please come and steal my heart. This is Hari. This is Radharani's prayer. When she says Hari, it means this and so many things. Also, Hari is a name for Lord Vishnu. So if you're in Vaikuntha Bhav, or if you're in this Dasya Bhav of Vaikuntha, then, oh, Hari, Sri Hari is Lakshmi Narayan. But we are coming in Gaudiya Sampradaya. Gaudiya Sampradaya, followers of Gauranga. And we worship Radha Krishna Yugal. So Yugal means, if there's Krishna, there must be. We don't worship just Krishna. Sri Krishna Sharanam Mama. The Gujaratis, so many Gujaratis with Srinathji. And they think Srinathji is just Krishna. But Sri is Radha, Srinathji. And they worship mostly Krishna. That is their mood. Pushti Margas, Margis, Vallabha Sampradaya. At least the main branch, although there's other branches, they worship Radha and Krishna, the Vallabhas. That's a very smaller. But we worship Radha Krishna Yugal. It's called the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. But what does consciousness mean? Awareness. So who is Krishna always aware of? Radharani. Who's fixed in Krishna's consciousness? Is this the International Society of Krishna's Consciousness? This is the International Society of Krishna's Consciousness. You know what follows? It's called possessive. Krishna. You know, apostrophe, yes. Krishna. So this is the International Society of the person who's in Krishna's consciousness. How do you like that one? Because our guru, Srila Prabhupada, is a pure devotee of Radharani. And our Param Guru is a pure devotee of Radharani. And our Para Guru is a pure devotee of Radharani. So can we but be in the line of Radharani? Hari, 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 Hari. Yes? Yes?
Yes.
Jai Jai Shri Radhe. So that's the anti-party. So now forget about them. They're off the stage, the curtain's closed. It's Act 2, Scene 3. Now the good guys are coming on the stage. Oh, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Before, when those guys were on the stage, it was all kettle drums were playing. Boom, boom, boom. Dum, 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 dum. Yeah, let's see when the Kazi comes. It's all like heavy talk and heavy music. Now the devotees come on the stage. Hare Krishna. It's all light music and, you know, light mood. So now the whole description is there. So these are the dark ones, the dark side, the bad guys, the negative numbers, the negativity factor. Because in any drama there must be, you know, the good guys and the bad guys, the challenge, the challengers, the hero and the guy that's trying to take the hero's, you know, girl, the villain, yeah, the villain, that's it. It's been a long time. Yeah, the hero and the villain is the anti-party or whatever. So, let's hear about Krishna's mad associates. So, in any kind of drama, they have to, who are, it's the Alambanan in this Vibhav, it's, you have this, the Alambanan, that's the hero and the heroine, then you have the Udipan, the stimulants and the exciting factors between them, and the setting. Udipan is the setting, the place, the season, the wind, the music, all these surroundings and scenery. It's called Udipana. So now we're going to hear about, you know, we already heard that the kirtan members that were in Lord Chaitanya's procession, kirtan procession, albeit civil disobedience movement, they were all, we heard so far they're all chanting and they're all mad, which most people have always said, you Hare Krishnas are crazy. People from time immemorial say, you Hare Krishnas are crazy, you're always chanting, dancing and this and that. I say, okay, you're also crazy. We're crazy and we accept it, and you're crazy but you don't admit it. The only difference between our craziness is that we say yes, we're crazy, and you're also crazy but you won't admit it. Because what's the definition of a crazy man? A crazy man, you go to a crazy man and say, who are you? Who are you? I don't know. What are you doing? What is the purpose of your life? I don't know. Where are you going? I don't know. Where will you go when you die? I don't know. You're crazy. You don't know who you are. You don't know where you're going, and you don't know why you're here. Why are you here? Oh, I'm here to take care of my family and be a good guy and feed my kids and send my kids to college. Acha. That's the whole sum and substance of your human existence? Yes. Acha, you're crazy. There must be something more. So now, Sabara Angete Shobe Sri Chandan Mala Anande Gayena Krishna Sabai Hai Bola. All these mad devotees that were chanting, they were beautifully decorated. Sabara Anga, Sab Anga. They were all decorated, Shobe Sri Chandanamala. They were decorated with sandalwood pulp and flower garlands. In ecstasy, they all chanted the name of Krishna. So Sri Hari and Krishna. Narijara ekante nagara simulia, nachite nachite prabhu utarila ghiya. As Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya, danced down the street, he came to the village of Simulia, which was situated on the outskirts of Nadia. Because we're going to different villages, collecting more and more people. Ananta Arbuda Muke Hari Dwani Shuni Hunkara Kari Anache Dwija Kula Mani. Unlimited millions, like you say, Arab Pati or something? Means millions or something? In Bengali they say Arbuda, Arbuda. Unlimited millions of people chanted the holy names of Hari. As that crest jewel of brahmanas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his name is Vishwambara Mishra. Vishwambara Mishra. He's a very high-class brahman, pundit. He appeared in such a family. So he's considered Dwija Kulamani, Kula means family, Mani means jewel, Dwija means second born, means Brahman. He was the jewel of the family of Brahmanas, Dwija Kula. Se kamala nayane va katte ache jal katte ke va dhara vahi paramanirmal. Who knows how much pure water in how many streams flowed from the lotus eyes of Lord Chaitanya. Dara Parama Nirmal. Dara means flow or stream or river, isn't it? Dara. So rivers of tears are flowing from his eyes. He was so much enraptured with divine love of Bhagavan, Sri Krishna. Experiencing so many symptoms of ecstasy. So now this is called the Alamban Vibhav. This is the hero. He's the center of that bhavaka mandala, the center of that circle of love-filled devotees chanting the holy names of the Lord in ecstasy in the madness of prema, the center and focus and cynosure of everyone's eyes was Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So in the middle of the circle, it was raining. It was raining prema vrishti. Rain of prema was falling down in the center and sprinkling everyone around. The rivers of love were flowing from his eyes. So the idea, of course, if this is all a movie, you'd see some Bengali actor with long hair and put some kind of chili peppers in his eyes or something. And make cry, and he cries like anything, and he's crying and then looking at him, and you know, this some movies of Lord Chaitanya made in the 30s, very beautiful actually, Nimai Nilachala and things like that. Kampa bhave ute pade antariksha haite kande nityananda prabhu na pade dharite. Shivering in ecstasy, the Lord jumped high in the air and then fell down. Nityananda lamented because he could not catch the Lord and prevent his falling. Kampa bhave. He was shivering in divine transcendental spiritual ecstasy and he just jumped. So these are so many, this shivering and it's crying. These are these sattvic vikars, ashtasattvic vikars, and then anubhavas, jumping and roaring, rolling on the ground. And there's all different expressions of bhav and going on here. So, sheshiva jade haya murcha ananda sahitam prareheko datu nahi sabe chamakitam. Eventually, the Lord fell murcha, maybe same in Hindi, unconscious. Ananda sahita. He fell unconscious. And everyone became shocked when his body showed no sign of life for 3 hours. Shocked means they thought he died. Because many people didn't think he was God. He's just an ecstasy of divine love of God. And he fell unconscious on the ground. No visible signs of life. What are the visible signs of life? There's many things. The most obvious one is breathing. Some passage of air through the nostrils, even the most minute amount. They put a piece of cotton, a little few threads of cotton up to the nose to see if there's anything, or you can feel nothing. It's a chest rising or falling. Like you see some dog lying in the road, is it alive or dead? And then you don't see the ribs moving or going this way, and then, yeah, and this. So that's the breath, the movement of the chest or heart, chest cavity. Then the other is the color of the face, pallor. But this is called vaipatu. It's called vaivarnya. Vaivarnya means bina varna, literally. Vaivarna means bina varna. Varna means color. So vaivarnya is one of the astasattvic bhavs, the 8 symptoms of ecstasy. And that is a loss of bodily color. It's called pallor. P-A-L-L-O-R. It means you become like whitish. If you're like golden and like slightly brown or tan, you become like westerner. You look a little whitish and pale, pale face. Like when you're sick, you look all drawn and no tage. So he's like, so that's also a sign of death. So that was there. And when you're alive, sometimes there's some move, something, finger moves or something. No movements. Stiff as a board, right? As they say, stiff as a board when someone dies. So they didn't know that. Some did, some didn't. And then, Emata apurva dekia sarva jan sabe balena e purusha narayan. On seeing such apurva deki, apurva means, same in Hindi, I think, unprecedented, never before seen symptoms or conditions. Apurva dekia sarva jan, all the people, they thought, maybe this is the supreme. Maybe this is Narayan. Maybe it must be Lord Narayan. Who could be dead for 3 hours and not be dead? I mean, this is some kind of amazing mysticism. And then someone said, "Kehabali Narada Prilada Shuka Jena Kehabali Jay Ahau Manusha Nahina." Other people said, "Seems like he's Narada Muni or Prilad or Shukadev." Others said, I don't know who is he? But whoever he is, he's certainly not an ordinary person. Manushya. Well, we can say they got that right. He's definitely not an ordinary person. He's the Bhagavan Sri Krishna. But they didn't know all that. They thought, I went to Sanskrit school, he was my school buddy. And then later he opened his own Sanskrit school, and my son went to his, or whatever, my brother went to his Sanskrit school. I threw ink on him, he threw ink on me. We wrestled on the bank of the Ganga. We had swimming races across the Ganga. He won sometimes, I won sometimes. We would push each other on the bank of the Ganga. He would throw sand at me and I'd jump on his back, and then he'd throw me in the Ganga. He's God? I cannot believe that. He's my friend. He's a Nadiavasi. He's a Delhiwala. I went to school with him. You mean he's the prime minister? Yeah, that's right. Or whatever. So they're quite amazed. E matabalayena jara anubhav adyanta tarakika balay parama vaishnav. People spoke in this way according to their realization, their anubhav. The staunch logicians. Tarkik. Tarka. Tarka means logic. Tarka. Tarkika Bale. The very powerful logicians, they said, I think he's a great Vaishnava. Yes. So some people say he's Lord Narayan. Some people said he's Narada Muni. He's Prahlad Maharaj. No, he's none of those guys. He's a great Vaishnava. Don't overestimate what you're seeing. Bayanahi Prabhura Parama Bhakti Ras Bahutuli Hari Bolo Hari Bolo Goshe. The Lord was devoid of external consciousness. The Lord was devoid of external consciousness. He was, but I guess it's not written. This is in the topmost mellows of devotional service, Parama Bhakti Ras. Parama Bhakti Ras. He raised his arms and chanted. So I guess he's not devoid of external consciousness, unless he's doing this, unconscious. He raised his arms and chanted, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And Madaram Samapayat. That's it for today. Hari Bol, Hari Bol.